100 word stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories, and it was a pick two this week. Fever, shoulder, torpid, hairbrush, a dead plant. And we got a bunch of stories in. If your story got eaten by email or whatever Gmail does, or I don't know. Who knows, maybe the post office gets involved. But anyway, go ahead and send it on in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll get back with you in a bit.
Good morning, this is Richard, and for my pick two, I've chosen dead plant and a rather tenuous shoulder. It's just a dead plant. Look, when you asked me to house it, I thought you just wanted me to keep an eye on the place. You should have made it clear you expected me to do other stuff too, like watering your precious plants. Oh, it was precious? Seriously, how much? For a silly miniature tree? You must be crazy. No, don't go giving me the cold shoulder. I was good enough to step in at short notice. Don't take me to task over this. What do you mean? Did I at least feed the cat properly? What cat? That's it. All done. Goodbye.
Take care of Gerald. He's a bit troublesome in the mornings, my manager said, feverishly preparing for his vacation. Gerald was a ficus. Gerald was dead on arrival. Panic set in. I scrolled the marketplace and found an ad. We met in a questionable alley downtown. The woman rummaged through her truck, hair brushing over junk, and handed me a torpid plant. This one matches your aura. I couldn't shoulder the guilt. It was eating me alive. By the time my manager returned, he paused, surprised. Keep the plant, he said. Gerald seems to like you. Gerald Jr. is thriving.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The new dead plant in the Garden of Dead Plants was rather cheeky, bragging about being the deadliest dead plant around. The other dead plants chuckled. A fever of hatred ensued. The deadliest dead plant, who cares? She's dead. The new dead plant vowed to kill them all. The problem was that they were already dead. That's when she came up with a plan. Fertilizer. She summoned the wind. The fertilizer flew from the ripped bag, and the dead plants, horrified, began to sprout again. Happy to be alive? That is a kind of death, isn't it, you silly weeds? And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
He was shivering violently, sweating profusely, groaning in evidently intense pain. The fever will pass soon, I reassured him, and then there will be no more pain, no more anything really, You'll just slip quietly away. I picked up my notebook, jotting down my observations. This was my most successful experiment so far. Who would have thought that a simple, ground-up, dead plant could be so viciously toxic? I suppose you could consider my experiments somewhat unethical. Why subject people to a painful death when lab rats would surely suffice? Simple, I'm an animal lover, and besides, it's fun.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word story number 1044 with a prompt of, well, it's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. Bilbert stared at the ring Mandy had placed on his finger and then watched as she placed one on her own. His head suddenly burned with fever and his thoughts became vague and torpid. His vision went bright white and he collapsed backward onto her bed. Bilbert felt a sharp pain on his cheek and then again. He opened his eyes to see Mandy leaning over him. Her lips moved frantically, but he couldn't hear what she said. When his hearing returned, Mandy said and showed him her finger, "These are my grandparents' rings. I think you're mine now." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. I think 6 weeks are up, and it's time to end the stupid war.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Ned Pearson was apprenticed to Wordmaster Bunsen last fall. The old man spent his time in a wheelchair, and he was nearly deaf and completely blind. He would think of stories, and Ned would write them down. "Repeat that back to me," said Bunsen, and Ned would read off what Bunsen had said. Bunsen would think for a moment, and he would either have Ned cross out that line and replace it, or he would continue with his story. Sometimes Bunsen would have Ned go back and read everything. "Thank you, Ned," said Bunsen. "Perfectly done." Ned said, "You're welcome." And there you have it. A bunch of 100-word stories from you on the pick two topics, which you can look on the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to look at. But anyway, the next topic is family portrait. And go ahead and send your stories on in. First, you got to write them and then record them. Maybe walk around, come up with stories. That's how I've been doing it the past few weeks, just forcing myself to think as I go on like 15 or 30 minute walks. And it's going to get harder out and I'm going to get feverish and hopefully the stories get weirder. Anyway, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And we're coming up on, what, the 21st anniversary? Wow. Okay. Cool. Anyway. How do I end these? Oh, and as always, keep it brief.